This is Scott Becker with Becker's Healthcare. I'm excited today to be joined by Matt Hawkins. Matt is the Chief Executive Officer of Waystar. He's going to talk today about business, about advice for business leaders, about what keeps them motivated, mentors, and more. Matt, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yes, Scott, it's great to be with you. I am so appreciative of the forum that you've created with Becker's Healthcare. And I am the CEO of Waystar. I joined Waystar in the fall of 2017 when Bain Capital put Navicure and Zermed together. I joined as the CEO at that time. I love software and have been fortunate to work in several different software companies over the course of my career. I find that software businesses are people businesses, and I tend to get energy in working with, you know, people and trying to inspire people to achieve something special. And I guess by way of introduction, I'd also say that I love sports. I appreciate the outdoors, and I love spending time with family and friends.
Well, fantastic. Let me do this. First, Bain Capital is one of the best known names, both in consulting and in private equity, founded a long time ago now by Bill Bain. Mitt Romney spent time in leadership there. Tremendous reputation. What's it like working with a top drawer private equity fund like Bain Capital?
Well, they truly are exceptional. I've been thrilled to partner with Bain Capital. They are thoughtful. They are truly partner-oriented. They are very focused on value creation and the opportunity to create value in the various companies that they invest in. As much as anything, I'm impressed with the way they treat people. And so I've been really fortunate to partner with them now for nearly 2 years. We've been able to accomplish some wonderful things together at Waystar. And I've also been fortunate to sit with them on another software company board called Viewpoint. And to me, the hallmark of their ability to create value is in the way that they treat people. And it's just been fantastic, a fantastic journey so far.
And take a moment and tell us about the business of Waystar and what Waystar does.
Sure. Yeah. Waystar is a fun company. I tell people I feel like I got drafted in the first round by my favorite team in joining Waystar. We are a software company that simplifies the payment process for providers. We help get providers paid. And we do that. We work with 450,000 providers and who use our software every day to get paid from insurance companies and also to collect payment from patients. And so our mission at Waystar is to simplify that process and to make it as easy as possible for the clients that we're fortunate to work with. We have a cloud-based software platform called the Waystar platform, and we're fortunate to use that platform and serve clients in literally every setting where healthcare services occur, whether it's a small physician office, a large hospital, a sophisticated health system, or, you know, a skilled nursing facility. We cover the whole spectrum, and we do that. We take a great deal of pride and focus on taking great care of our clients. You know, at Waystar, the market recognizes us for being leaders in client satisfaction and client support for the ways that we help our clients use our solutions to get paid.
Thank you very, very much. And turning to sort of business leadership, what's some of your best advice for business leaders or business founders? Any thoughts on best advice? I know, Matt, you've had a remarkably successful career. Obviously, when you're tapped by a fund like Bain to run their company and to serve on other boards, you've obviously got an amazing track record. Talk to us for a minute about best advice for business leaders or founders.
Wow. You know, I've been fortunate to have some incredible mentors, and I've heard some great things over the course of my life. And a couple stand out. I had a professor in college who used to say, if you want to do something impactful, ride on a horse that can win in a race worth winning. And as I reflect on that statement, I didn't know much about horse racing when he said it. I'm not sure I do today, but I think what he was saying was think big. And if you want to be impactful, select the horse or the company or the vehicle or the platform that can win in something that is meaningful to, you know, life around you. And so I think, you know, if I apply that to Waystar, I feel like we're doing that. Waystar is a wonderful company, and the race that we're in is to transform healthcare, to make it better for patients and providers and all of those that, you know, participate or need healthcare services in the United States. And so I love that advice. The other one that I heard years ago, if you don't mind, from a coach was to, all you have to do to win a championship is just to get a little bit better every day. And at the time, I'm not sure I fully appreciated the magnitude of that statement of getting a little bit better every day. But, you know, it seems pretty simple when you say it, but to actually find ways to improve, to find ways to learn something new, to reflect on your, you know, your performance, or to reflect on ways that you can be better for people around you, to help bring out the best in people around you. I think those are some of the things that I think about a lot today in an effort to get a little bit better every day.
Yeah, no, and I think that's I love both those pieces of advice. It's be in an area, ride with a team that you could win. I mean, it's almost like if you're joining the Waystar team to lead it, you don't want to join it and lead it unless there's a team in place that's a great team to ride and work with in a great area. And similarly, the advice of getting a little bit better every day and trying to focus on it every day is magnificent, and I wish I could apply it to my fitness and my running, and I'd be in great shape. But at least the idea is the right idea, and you've executed well in business. A different question for you: are there any business leaders or mentors that you particularly have, you know, worked with or admire? Anybody that's been particularly helpful to you?
Yes, absolutely. I've been fortunate to have several business leaders and mentors, many of whom gave me more opportunity than probably I deserved at a fairly early point in my career. And for them, I'm very appreciative. I'll list a few names in just a second because many come to mind. But I think the common thing that I admire and appreciate about all of the mentors that have impacted me the most are the ones who the attribute that they demonstrate is the fact that they made people a priority. So, and they made people a priority of the way they ran business, the way they interacted with individuals and teams. And that's something that I've admired in each of the several leaders that have helped me along the way. I think about people like Stan Bergman and Mark Molotek and Jim Brzozowski from Henry Schein, who gave me tremendous opportunity early in my career. They were just so focused on doing the right thing and treating people with goodness. I think about Robert Smith and Brian Sheff at Vista Equity Partners, who were great investors who founded Vista. I was fortunate to work with the Vista Equity Partner group for, you know, nearly 8 years, and they were relentless, I believe they still are today, on really finding good people and investing resources and time with people to bring out the best in them. And you know, the Bain Capital people are the same type of investors and thought partners in that they make people a priority.
And let me ask you a different question. Those are mentors and people that you've worked with. Any business leaders that you particularly admire and why? You know, anybody that, you know, in my generation, people grew up sort of looking up to Jack Welch, who had a certain way of doing business, or Peter Drucker, or even a Warren Buffett. Anybody that you see in that light that was a particular business leader that you admired?
Sure. I really admire what Jamie Dimon does at J.P. Morgan, and his thoughtfulness, the way that he takes the incredible platform that J.P. Morgan has and uses that to not only impact the business community, but from time to time, he strikes me as someone who will leverage that platform to weigh in very thoughtfully on broader issues. He's someone that I admire. I feel the same way about, Tim Cook at Apple. He seems like a very inspiring leader and a visionary, but also someone who recognizes the privilege of leading such an impressive company like Apple and uses that for goodness beyond the business community. And then, of course, I love the maverick, innovative, transformative thinking in Elon Musk, you know, and recognize that he's doing something very progressive, and to be progressive and innovative, you have to push the envelope at times, and you kind of have to be a bit provocative at other times. But I think we have many really interesting business leaders out there today, and I try to draw inspiration from each of them. Another one who I admire a lot is Marc Benioff, who's the CEO of Salesforce.com, and he strikes me as someone who's created an incredible business platform that solves real problems for its clients, but also does it with an Ohana or a family kind of orientation for his team members and employees, and I really admire that as well.
Right. No, a huge level of it's so interesting. So the four that you mentioned, the two first ones are really thought of as very thoughtful, systematic, a certain type of maturity to them. The two other ones fit more in the category of very bright, but huge entrepreneurial personalities from almost a day gone past. Like, they would fit more in the category of the iconoclastic Steve Jobs, whereas the first two would fit more in the category of, well, Bill Gates isn't a fair statement, but more of that temperament of very thoughtful and deep, you know, but not the fire starters of these other guys. So a fascinating list of people, and fascinating to hear your thoughts on it. Just fantastic. Another question, Matt, how do you keep yourself motivated day in, day out, and stay excited day in, day out about what you do?
I think it's evolving for me. I think part of being a leader today is to be well-rounded. And I think if you let yourself get imbalanced in any way, you can impact the lives of people around you in some ways that you may not anticipate, or maybe even negative ways. So for me, the evolution in my own leadership, I'm trying to learn all the time. And one of the things that's motivated me these last several years is something that I think about every day. It's this concept of, who can I become for the people around me? Or what kind of catalyst can I become to help people become their best selves? And I don't differentiate between professional self and personal self. So I see leadership as being a tremendous privilege, and if I can help someone around me or teams of people around me become the best version of themselves professionally and personally, I think that's something that deeply motivates me. And I've seen it happen where when you can get a group of people to buy into a mission that is bigger than themselves, then create a performance culture, a way to live values within a company that you know, creates an environment where people can truly become the best version of themselves, that's really fun. And that is motivating for me. I also find that, you know, I have to keep myself personally balanced. And so part of that motivation comes from, you know, doing things away from work once in a while and taking time to reflect and introspect. So I love to jog. I love to run. If it's a hobby to run in the city wherever I'm traveling, I guess I have that hobby. And I also take time kind of once a week, so to speak, to step away from technology or step away from, you know, the day-to-day aspects of running the business. Even if it's for a few hours, I find that to be very invigorating and re kind of centering, and that becomes motivating to me.
It's so healthy and so interesting, and thank you. Matt, one final question for you. If this year goes well for you or the company, what does that look like? What does a good year look like?
Well, so we have had an incredible year so far. I'd say in the last 9 months, 10 months or so now, Waystar's acquired four companies and added them to the Waystar platform. We're thrilled with that. We just welcomed two new investors to Waystar about a month ago. We announced that EQT and CPPIB would join Bain Capital as investors in Waystar and valued the business at $2.7 billion. So we're thrilled with that. I think if the rest of this year goes well, it will mean continuing to deliver great value and continuing to focus on our clients. We're growing. We have high expectations for continued growth and innovation on the professional front. And I'd also say I expect that Waystar professionally, that Waystar will continue to create a place where people want to come and work and buy into our mission and achieve a purpose that's kind of bigger than themselves in our efforts to transform healthcare. On a personal note, I would say that to continue to find ways where I could be a catalyst to help other people reach their full potential in my interactions, you know, at work and also in my interactions as a neighbor, a friend, and that would be a pretty good year for me if we could make all those things happen.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, congratulations on the success you've had. I've had a chance to visit you a couple times over the last couple years, and the more that one talks to you, the more clearly it is how well respected you are and recognized as a leader you are, and amazing the trust that people put in you, and I see why they do it. So, Matt, just a pleasure visiting with you today. And continued great success with Waystar and everything that you're trying to do. Just fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott, for those kind words. And I really appreciate our time together today. I wish you continued success.
Thank you, sir.